Uh-oh, breaking news. Peyton Manning wins MVP award.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Yeah. How? Oh, okay. I guess so, for NFL. They announced that before the Super Bowl? Whoops.
Who knows?
Did I say Super Bowl?
Yeah. Nope, there's the bell.
Yes, because, you know, it's illegal for anybody to use the term Super Bowl without...
It's two words in the English language.
Without permission of the National Football League, because
can
they...
Can you say National Football League?
Yeah, you can say that, but you can't say Super Bowl.
Well, tough shit.
You're supposed to say the big game or something like that. Unless, of course, you've licensed it from the NFL. But I can't afford to license the term Super Bowl from the NFL. So
I'm not all that tore up about it. You know what? As a matter of fact, they should be paying us for free advertising for promoting the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night Cure. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael. The Virtual Youper. Tonight, it's Super Bowl weekend. Propane prices are through the roof, and Copper Harbor finally makes it up to zero today. All that and more on Late Night Cure. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
Memory of nine.
Here's Joel, Barry, and Michael. Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM show number 127 from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, where it almost made 50 today. I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where the weather was absolutely balmy. Shut up, Barry. This is Joel.
What the hell is that?
All right, I'm looking at my show notes. I don't know what I missed here.
Oh, I'm looking at Joel.
I'm doing the garlic.
It's an audio podcast, but he's got something suction cup to his forehead.
Watch this.
Exterminate. Oh, jeez.
And that'll set the tone.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Is that Bluetooth speaker?
Yep.
Oh, you ought to make music come out of it.
As you can tell, it's a freshly shaved head.
It sticks well. Okay, we gotta finish the intros. Michael.
All right.
I'm a unicorn.
From the suburbs of Copper Harbor, where it's been hovering about 5 below today, Fahrenheit, that is. And somewhere over 230 inches of snow, but who's counting? I'm Michael, the Virtual Youper, and drinking the beer that shall not be named.
All right, I'm drinking, what did I say it was? Red Stag.
And I'm drinking Captain Morgan's and Coke, because it makes me do things like this.
Oh, I should capture the audio, our video for this. Okay. And, well, I think the pre-roll has already been figured out. Oh, look at this. I'm sorry. It just came up. It says, your Apple ID was used to sign into FaceTime and iMessage on a MacBook Pro 15. Yeah, no kidding. Why are you sending me that? You're actually sending an email to tell me what I just did? Okay, I don't know.
Yep.
Now you're extra aware of it.
Okay, thank you. So tomorrow is, of course, the big game, or as we like to call it, the Super Bowl.
Yes, it is.
And
but who cares, because none of my teams are playing.
Yeah, but actually, and actually the commercials, which I have seen several on YouTube. Oh, can I say YouTube?
Ding.
Ding it anyhow.
Okay. Oh, come on, ding. What are you doing? There we go. You know, it'd be easier, instead of getting a recording of a ding, to just actually go out and purchase a desk bell.
Oh, is that the Ding app?
There's a Ding app?
Oh, it was one of the early ones, yeah.
I did not know that. No, I found the audio of a desk bell, and I put it in soundboard.
Well, let's see if I can find it here.
Okay. Anyway, so, yes, well, I'll be watching it just because that's what you do on Super Bowl Sunday. You watch the Super Bowl. And mostly for the commercials, which most of them are already on YouTube. And if you guys haven't looked it up yet, check out. You know, you guys all look frozen. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Both. Joel isn't.
Uh-oh. I think we lost Joel.
We did. We did. We'll have to let him come back, but.
Ding.
Well, that was fun. It kicked me right the hell out and forced me to put all my passwords in.
You're kidding.
Google kicked me right out.
Oh, he does that every once in a while.
I didn't do it this time.
Well, anyway, so if you haven't checked out the Volkswagen commercial, that's a great commercial. I was cracking up over it. It's on YouTube. But and of course, one of the Anheuser-Busch commercials is good. Of course, the one with the animals that make no mention at all of the product. They just have cute dogs and horses.
Close enough.
Yeah. So that's on, and several others. So that's what we'll be watching. Well, I kind of am. I like Peyton Manning, so I'll probably I'll be rooting for the Broncos.
Interesting.
So, not that I have a lot in this game, but he's a nice guy, and I enjoy his commercials, and I enjoy watching him play. But if he says Omaha 15,000 times during the game, which, you know, I was joking. I put that on, I don't know whether we talked about this in a podcast, but I was joking on Facebook, and I said, how long is it going to be before they commercialize the quarterback's signals? You know, where they'll be sitting there going, you know, MetLife, MetLife, Pizza Hut, Hut, you know.
Good point.
And I was joking, but then I found, because I kept hearing him say Omaha, you know, in his signals, and I assumed, okay, that must be one of their signals. But then I read after the fact that actually there is a charity that he supports in Omaha, Nebraska, and a bunch of businesses there said they will donate, I forget how much money it was, but so much money every time he could get the word Omaha into his signals. So that's why he's saying it. And that's,
really?
Yes, and that's still going on. And I said, aha, I was joking around, but that is the beginning. You start off doing it for charities. Next season, they'll be doing it for sponsors.
Yeah, commercial venture.
And if you also noticed, actually my boss pointed this out, that during the Patriots game, if you listen, they really had one of those parabolic mics pointed right at him. So you mm-hmm. could hear his signals. You never heard Brady's signals except for like in the normal background, but his were like highlighted.
Interesting.
So, yes. It's going to be an interesting, that'll be something to look toward or look at tomorrow. Look forward to it. No. If it goes to charity, then yeah, say Omaha as many times as you want, but it better not lead to commercialism of that idea. That'll be interesting. So that's it. Super Bowl Sunday coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, around here we're waiting because supposedly there's, right now in the Pacific Ocean, coming across California through the south and coming up our way by Wednesday, there's supposed to be a major storm a-brewing.
No way!
Yes, where we could possibly get...
Is it 3 inches this
time? Well, they're talking about a foot or more right now, but, you know, yeah, we'll probably get a dusting by the time it shows up. And besides, all I'm going to do... I'm pulling out the tractor with the new snowblower out and put it in the driveway, and that just repels any snowstorms from this area.
Scares the snow right away.
Pushes them west and south. That's what happens.
Oh, my God. He's got a sharp pin, and he knows how to use it.
Yeah. So, Michael, how's the weather out your way?
Blowing. More cold. More blowing. For a while there, the Lake Superior had frozen from Copper Harbor up to Canada. Like, unbroken, solid ice all the way up.
You mean the entire lake?
And, well, from north of us west, yes.
Okay.
East, there was still open water. Wow. But, so when the next polar vortex, clipper, whatever you want to call it, cold front came down, we were minus 45 wind chill, you know, minus 15, minus 20 real with minus 45 and worse wind chills. So in addition to the day off that they got last week after the blizzard, we had two more days. Well, it was an incredibly cold weekend. Mm-hmm. It was about minus 45, minus 50 below wind chill on Monday morning. And, the schools just called it like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock the night before.
Right.
And by early afternoon, late afternoon on Monday, they said the same thing for Tuesday. And then it looked like we were going to warm up all the way to about zero on Wednesday, and the winds picked up. And they couldn't keep the roads open.
Wow.
That's insane. Yeah, that's crazy cold.
And by the way, your propane shortage out there? And how the prices are going up, and I know they're going up crazy for you guys. Mm-hmm. It's starting to make its way over here. We just had propane delivered, and it was $3.65 a gallon, which is kind of outrageous in this area right now.
Yeah. Well, the best I can find...
Uh-oh, are you there? You're frozen. I think we're going to have to kill video. Yeah, let's kill video. Everybody, kill video.
Going to communications mode B.
Can you
hear me now? Better?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're better now.
So what was I saying?
You said...
Okay, so the best price I've been able to... I'm down to about 11%.
Oh, wow.
At my house. The best price I've been able to find on propane is $5 a gallon. That's a bargain right now. And the most they can give me is 200 gallons, which I won't do, because I won't do $1,000 for 200 gallons.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what are your options? Like, pick it up yourself? Would it be cheaper to get tanks and bring them up to the house? That kind of thing?
Did we lose you?
I think we hello?
Okay,
hello.
You're there. You're there now.
Okay, is this on?
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, no, in some of the UP, it's $8 a gallon.
That's, wow.
But what I'm shooting for is 100 gallons, probably $500.
Mm-hmm.
And the propane company is saying, hey, this can't continue. So just unbearable. If it's going to stay up at $5 a gallon, I'm literally going to cut a hole in that wall and put a furnace fireplace in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I can survive up here the rest of the winter at $5 a gallon. It ain't good.
Yeah, Michael, your bits are freezing.
I'm still here.
You're freezing up, Cylon.
Yeah, your bits are freezing coming over the line. It's too cold.
It's so cold.
So cold.
Internet won't flow. Broadband froze right up in the pipe.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to switch to a different router here. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So, that's...
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's just, that is crazy.
But you know, when things get to the point where, you know, like Michael said, the idea of, okay, I'm going to cut a hole in the side of the house and stick a wood stove in because it's absolutely the only way to go, you know it's cold, and yeah, the pricing is just nuts.
It is. And the fact that it's making its way east now, too. Of course, we haven't – we've had some pretty unusual cold days, too, for the past few weeks. So it was bound to go up because they are making a lot of visits to my house for that little 100-gallon tank that I have. And it's only connected up to two stoves. And when I'm not up in the studio, I keep it down at 60.
Right.
But, it's, of course, the family one goes all the time.
That's cranking.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the oil furnace is cranking, too. So... Yeah, it's going to be an expensive winter.
Yes, it is. Yeah. There's no way around it. It's the combating this because it's unseasonably cold,
right?
Uncharacteristically cold.
Yes, it's those damn Arctic. What do they call them? Arctic
polar vortex.
Polar vortex. Yes, coming down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and yet, from what I understand, Alaska is having an unseasonably warm winter. because the polar vortex that's usually over them in the wintertime has shifted to the east, and it's they're staying warm, and we're getting all their cold. And in particular, Michael is.
They can take it back if they want it.
Really?
That's why. Seriously. Really,
you know.
Thanks. We had a sample of it, and you can have it back now.
Next thing you know, we'll have polar bears in the backyard.
Yeah. It won't surprise me.
You know, they'll follow the cold weather, I guess, you know.
It's crazy. But, I mean, it was 47 degrees here today.
Yeah, yeah. It was darn close to 40. I took Sammy out for a walk this afternoon, and it was nice. Wasn't bad walking weather at all.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. Spring can come anytime it wants to.
I'll take you. You know what? Isn't that the truth? I'm typically not a spring. I don't look forward to spring. Or let me rephrase that. I haven't in the past looked forward to spring as much as I do this year.
Yeah.
I've had my fill.
Yeah, we've had that much snow. It's just the cold.
Yeah, and realistically, I don't know. You're right. It's the cold. It's just you can't do anything outside. You know, you got to worry about not like Michael's. You know, they got it. The Youpers have got it way worse than we do. But still, 10-15 minutes. You know, if you're outside, you got to be bundled up. You know, multiple layers.
Right, and. It's this is of course also the first year that they decided to have the Super Bowl in the Northeast in an open stadium. So it'll be interesting tomorrow. Though you know, again, today it was like almost 50 degrees up here in New Hampshire, and down there I think it was even maybe a little bit warmer. There's Mike.
Now where are they playing the where are they playing the game at?
Met Stadium in. What? Oh, what game? What game?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yes, where are they playing that at?
They're playing it in New Jersey. Well, they claim New York, but it's MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
Wow, I see. And what's the weather temperature? What's the weather forecast for that New Jersey supposed to be like?
I don't know. Let me look real quick. Well, I can tell you what New York City is. That's close enough, probably.
New York City?
New York City?
Let's see. Let me go to Yahoo Weather. Skip down to New York. It's currently 39 degrees in New York. No, oh, crap. What? I am... Okay. No. Cancel. Fuck you, Yahoo. I'll get back to that in a second. What's going on? Saturday, Sunday, it's supposed to be 48 degrees, so it's not going to be too bad.
That's not a bad football game.
No, that's actually pretty good weather.
To play the Super Bowl?
Oh, caught me off guard. Damn it.
So they won't be playing in the snow, that's for sure.
Yeah. So why I said, fuck you, Yahoo, is because this already happened on my laptop. For some reason, when I went to Yahoo for something, I guess probably the weather, a little box popped up, and I kind of only half read it, and I usually just click OK, because, you know, okay, it's Yahoo. What, they got something new here? Okay, I'll just say, okay, yeah. Well, the okay made Yahoo search my default search engine on Safari. And it also, whenever you open up a tab, brings you to Yahoo search. And with a thing that says, try Yahoo search. And, boy, that is not a way to make friends. And the reason I said, fuck you, Yahoo, now, because I brought up Yahoo weather, and I went to look for the weather, and a little box popped up, basically saying the same thing. And unfortunately, I went to hit cancel, and I hit okay. So now my fucking default search engine on my iPhone is going to be Yahoo. Oh, I hate when people do that, when businesses do that.
I don't use any Yahoo stuff, so I haven't run into that one yet.
Well, their weather app is pretty good. I like their weather app.
Yeah, real good at changing what your default search engine is going
to
be.
Yeah, this is brand new.
Hi, try our new search engine. Click no to not keep your current search engine.
I like that.
Hey, man, I've got to put that in as a show note because, you know.
What, fuck you, Yahoo? Isn't that a little strong?
Fuck you.
Hey, that's too good.
There we go.
That is funny.
Oh, wait a minute. I need the exclamation point that Yahoo always puts in.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, guys, how's that commercial go? Fuck you.
Oh, man. Yeah. That makes me very angry.
Very angry.
So, we haven't talked about Apple products in a while. And I hear rumors, there's lots of rumors out that there's going to be a new Apple TV. Hold your horses. It's not an actual TV. Don't get excited. It's going to be yet another, you know, set-top box, just like they have now. But apparently, it's going...
thingy?
Yes, a little puck-sized thing. Mm-hmm. But apparently, what the rumors are is it's going to have... you'll be able to potentially play games. It'll be more iOS-based, which means I think it might also mean more apps may be available on it. And the big news, which if they pull this off, they said, I heard today, or read today, that they may have a couple of TV tuners inside of it. But
no.
Better yet, the other rumor I heard was you could plug your stuff into the Apple TV, and it would be a pass-through. So basically, your interface on your screen would be Apple TV, but you could get to all your other stuff from the Apple TV screen. And if they did that, I would love that, because I hate switching HDMI ports all the time on my TV just to get to different devices. If I could have one device like Apple TV, which I use a lot to for streaming, be able to plug everything into that and then have that go to the TV and it would automatically switch or give me icons to press to say I want to go to my Xbox or I want to go, you know, or look at a movie on Netflix or I just want to watch my Dish TV and I can click on that. Oh, that would be so cool. I mean, that is the, you know, Google started working on something like that. Their Google TV had that capability. Of course, they're not really pushing their Google TV right now.
Right.
But that was like one of the good ideas that they had in that. So we'll have to see what happens whenever they announce the new Apple TV. That would almost make me want to go out and buy another one, a replacement for the one I have, if they have that capability.
To replace the one you have that replaced the one that you had?
Yes. Yes, I know. It would be my third Apple TV, but that's what Apple wants you to do. But I would do it gladly. And take the old one and put it upstairs. And my Roku box can play through the Apple TV.
Cool.
Sorry, a little medicinal drink.
Well, you don't want to be parched.
No. And by the way, that Red Stag is straight on the rocks.
Ooh, you heavy drinker.
Ah, that is so good. All right.
It is. So although I will say this stout will not be named. It's pretty darn good. I'll have to pass that back through my friend.
There you go. You know, I bet you got a six-pack of it?
Yes.
So tomorrow, boy, it'd be nice to kick back with one of those while you're watching the Super Bowl. And just enjoy one or two while you're watching the Super Bowl commercials.
You really have my just this.
Watch, we'll probably have to pull this podcast off.
No.
The first time. Nobody gives a shit about what we put in the podcast, but the NFL will. God forbid if we mention Super Bowl too many damn times.
No.
They probably all have a search engine out there. They probably hired Yahoo Search to look for the term Super Bowl in anything that's out there. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. So, other breaking news this week, and tech news anyway, was Google sold Motorola Wireless to Lenovo.
Lenovo, yeah.
Lenovo. Yeah. But they kept the patents. And they kept the top tech team that was working for Motorola. So, but that was good because Samsung did a sigh of relief. Because they didn't like to be in competition with the makers of Android. So they're happy about that. And so I guess we'll be seeing. And Lenovo says they're going to still use the Motorola name. So they'll be coming out with phones. And we'll see what they come out with. They've done a good job on the... well, they're now Lenovo PCs, but... they used to be the IBM PCs.
Right. Laptops. Aren't they also buying out some of the server division from IBM now, too?
Maybe.
I'm hearing that wrong, but I thought they were actually buying more.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It sounded like you were stuttering over IBM. You were siloting.
I am not sure.
Yeah.
Your command.
Yeah. But, they may be. They're starting to, you know, you gotta watch out for Lenovo. They've been slowly accumulating, businesses in the background, and they put together a mean laptop, so, I could say that they will continue to put out decent, now phone products. And if they get into the server business, oh, God. Everything.
Yep, I did hear it right. Lenovo plans to acquire IBM's x86 server business.
Wow. Good thing we don't buy IBM computers at work, because we'd be switching. We used to buy ThinkPads, and now we don't.
Really?
Yes. Because...
And why is that?
Because Lenovo's a Chinese company.
Good point.
So, yes, we had to switch. So, yeah. So, and what was the other thing I heard? It went in my brain and it just left. Damn it. There was something else that was going on this week. Eh, crap, I can't remember. Damn it. I hate when that happens. I should have wrote it down. Well, if it comes to me, I'll bring it up later.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
Oh.
So.
Hello.
You there, Michael?
Hello, me.
You're there.
Hello.
You're there.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Okay, no, I was trying to say, I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, though.
Yeah,
you're trying to say, the Apple earnings call.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead. Do you know what it was? Uh-oh, do we lose Michael?
Yes, except I seem to be on a 9-second delay.
Oh, yeah.
Not 9 seconds. That was funny.
Go ahead, Michael. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, it is about 9 seconds.
We're up to 14 now.
Michael? Michael?
I'm here. It's just a long delay. I can hear my echo, and it's about 9 seconds.
Boy, that was a long delay. Well, go ahead and talk about the... This is going to be a long... Go ahead and talk about the Apple... what was it you said?
Earnings call.
Earnings call, that's it.
Oh, did I catch up? Okay, I'm going to start talking, and you just start telling me if I'm breaking up, and then I'll shut up 9 seconds later.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I listened to the earnings call. It was interesting because I was listening to it with a friend of mine who's very heavy on the investment side of things. So he was looking at it from Wall Street's point of view, and I was looking at it from, you know, a tech geek point of view. And I'm looking at it and going like, oh, 51, you know, million iPhones, that's great. And Wall Street's going, bah. And I'm looking, 37% gross margin. Man, most consumer companies would kill for that. And Wall Street's going, bah. So, you know, technically, I think they did really good. Sales-wise, I think they did really good. They beat all their records. But it wasn't enough for Wall Street. They didn't beat their records as big as they beat their records in the past. So I guess, you know, what do you do when you're that big and they're doing great?
Well,
their stock took a hit. I mean, they dropped like $40 a share that day.
I know, and it's never going to be good enough for Wall Street, no matter what. I mean, God, you could earn $1 trillion in a quarter, but, you know, oh, look, the 5C didn't sell as well as we thought it would.
That's because the 5S sold better than they thought it would.
Yes. Well, they should have brought that out. Of course, all I heard was the 5C didn't sell as good as they thought it would.
Ooh, surprise.
Yeah, jeez.
No, this different surprise.
Oh.
I just poured the next bottle of the beer that shall not be named.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is very obviously not a stout.
Oh, okay.
It went from a very beer to a very light beer.
So you got a variety pack.
Well, they're all dark brown bottles, so this is a surprise. Let me see what this is.
Shaping up that way.
Unless, of course, that's the bottle we used to pee.
Thanks, Barry.
That's a flavored one.
This one, not one. Well, no, it's yeah. This is a very, very, very strong IPA. I'm not going to get very far with this one.
Oh, you don't like IPAs? Oh man, they're great.
Okay, so I'm holding the bottles up to the light to see which one is the darkest now.
Well, send that IPA my way then. I'll drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one. I'll save that one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
I didn't know there's two. Okay. I guess there was three of each, three stout and three IPAs.
That makes
there
sense.
There you go. It'll be
so
a good
where
night.
Was I? Besides being distracted by alcohol.
Well, you finished the
Apple. Oh, yeah, so the
earnings.
Yeah, that's kind of where it was left. I was telling my investor friend that I still felt Apple was a solid investment, and actually going down to 500 and some odd change, well, like 508 or something like that, a share, which is still out of my range. I thought it was a good deal. And Carl Icahn apparently felt so as well. What did he do, buy another $500 million or something?
He bought a lot of shares. I got a feeling that he's trying to, and I don't think they'll ever let him do this, but he's trying to muscle his way in there, because I don't think he likes the way Apple's being run. I don't think he and what's his name, Cook?
Tim Cook
are best buddies or anything, so you got to watch him.
Well, that's not the way it sounds when Carl Icahn talks.
Really?
No, I think he's trying to force them.
Uh-oh. You siloed out. You know what? There's a lot of people watching. There's a lot of people watching Netflix tonight. That's all I can say. Especially if the temperature is minus 45 below.
Well, there's a lot of people in Copper Harbor tonight, but that shouldn't be the issue.
Is there something going on in Copper Harbor?
No, it's a balmy zero right now.
Oh, there you go. You got snowmobiling or cross country?
Not enough to say this.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear
Clarice?
Us?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the hello. Game.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Where we all sit around and say hello. Hello.
Where's
can
that
you
damn
hear
chat
us?
Window?
Hello.
Bueller. Anybody? Bueller?
Yes, we can hear you, Joel. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good, then.
Bueller?
I'm bringing up the chat window just in case. Okay. Hello. Can you see my chat window? Yes, Michael, I can see your chat window.
No, I can't because I don't know how to turn it on.
You go over to the side.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. Okay, first word. Sounds like turd.
And now, the first podcast that will be done strictly with chat. Oh, wait a minute. Get the microphone down there. Anyway, all right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Why don't you guys pick it up for a bit, and we'll see whoever's watching the HD version of Netflix settles down or something.
Okay, no kidding, huh?
I'm going to go dump out this IPA. I'll be right back.
Oh. Whoa. You could just pour that in an envelope and send it.
Oh, God. I'm just going to dump out this IPA. Oh, my God.
This custom brewed IPA. I'm just going to go pour this out. No, we're not. I need a straw that can reach from New Hampshire all the way to Copper Harbor.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh. All right. You guys invent the transporter. I'll send it to you.
Oh, can you imagine that?
I got one glass. There ain't room for two beers.
Can you imagine if we had replicators and you could just say the beer you wanted?
Well, there's a story on that I read earlier this week about the replicator up in that for replicating pizza for the astronauts up in whenever they're doing, what do you call it, when they go up north. Space. That's
oh,
it.
Space?
Yeah. The other north. It's the great cold north.
Yeah, they came out with a replicating machine that, you know, they can press a couple buttons and it'll actually boom, make a pizza from raw ingredients and spit it out at you. Cooked.
Really?
Ready to eat. Yep.
Cool.
Where the hell did I read that story yet? They say that, you know, it only does pizza now, but in the future they're hoping it can do all kinds of things. Sort of like a 3D printer for food.
Yeah, but I want to see, like, you know, how the replicator in Star Trek works, where they can just take,
well, that's
molecules and atoms and everything, and then, you know, like they can just take, yep, you know, something from the bilge and produce food out of it.
Ah, yeah, turd burger.
Well, they're already doing that with water.
That's true.
You drink your pee now.
Yeah, well, after it's been purified.
But Mr. Picky about the flavor.
Really getting tired of lemonade and asparagus.
Exactly. Lemonade in this place tastes like shit. Oh, no, that's the pudding.
Chocolate pudding again?
Sorry, I couldn't resist it. Had to be done.
Seems like we have an endless supply.
Exactly. Where the hell are all these tubs of pudding at in the cargo hold we keep eating? And why's mine got corn in it? I guess I'll have another rum of coke over here, Barky.
Okay. Well, Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
could you, here. You got the next topic.
Yes.
Your quest for David's laptop. Let's see if you can get through it without Cyloning.
Yeah, well, good luck on that. We'll try. So, anyhow, David has had a netbook for a long time that has finally... He went from two hinges to one hinge, and then from one hinge to zero hinges, and then the whole thing was hinged on about 16 layers of duct tape between the base and the display, so he had sort of a hinge. Mm-hmm. And finally, after the two hinges finally gave out, the ribbon cable that's been, you know, valiantly holding on to the signal between the base and the display finally gave out.
Mm.
So I wish I had the piece of paper in front of me, because one of his gifts is writing. Besides writing code, he's a good writer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this wonderful, basically is a good laptop again. And he goes into, you know, how he's going to take care of it. I'll get a copy of that out because it's precious.
Mm.
But he's looking for a decent laptop that also could be used, you know, minimal gaming.
Yep.
There lies the challenge without, you know, going to Alienware, which gets expensive.
Yes.
That's not a budget right now. Yeah. He's very avid online and checks all the chat rooms and talks to his friends, talks to his local friends, and he finds a super bargain on Newegg for an Asus laptop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 15-inch laptop, i5.
Uh-oh. We lost you, Michael. Yeah, we're losing you, Michael. We lost you, Michael.
We lost you.
Can you read?
Yeah, well, you're kind of
Houston,
there.
Can you read me?
Yeah, now we can. Yes, you got to on Egghead.
Newegg.
Or Newegg, sorry.
Yeah, Newegg. Egghead's out of business.
Yes.
But Newegg. So I have to run down to the bank and transfer money from one account to another so we can order this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I run to the bank, come back home, they're sold out.
No.
So then I look for this model online, and there's a couple of them out there, but they're like $200 more.
Yeah.
Which was just, we were already going to the end of our budget on this computer.
Right.
So I continue to check, and some of my family going, well, they'll restock it. And they're like, that's not normally how it works with computers.
All right.
You know, they don't keep making the old ones. They keep making newer models, and then you have to go through this whole process of vetting. What was valuable about this one is there's like hundreds of reviews, and they're all good,
mm-hmm,
from gamers saying, hey, this one, they actually got it right. So for weeks now, like 2 weeks, I'm checking to see if I can find another one of these that's not super expensive. And my wife and I were in Walmart Thursday night, grabbing some groceries, and like, you know, let me check the computer aisle just to see if they got anything, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I go over to the computer aisle, and at first I get really excited because I see Asus 15-inch i5 chipset, and like, oh, ooh, this looks like it. And like, oh, this is the Intel video chipset, not the NVIDIA G47, whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go and I click on my iPhone just to compare, and link comes up, you know, it always comes up sold out, but the link comes up and shows me the computer and says, oh, the only difference is that the one that he wanted had the NVIDIA chipset. And then I look at it and go, oh, something's different here. It doesn't say sold out.
All right.
Ha!
There was one there. And I'm like, I'm an hour from home. All I've got is my iPhone.
Yeah.
Right.
You ever tried ordering something from, like, you know, a regular web on an iPhone?
No.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yes, I have.
So, I mean, I go, Chris, we got to check out. We got to get out. I got my iPhone here to try to enter all this information. And I don't have username, password, or anything stored in my iPhone. Egg. So I'm fighting through all that, and I'm thinking maybe I should just wait till I get home. But I'm like, I just got a bad feeling about this. I better do. So I enter everything, and I'm thinking, God, I hope I type everything in right, because you know it's 0.5 pica font on my iPhone, and I'm hoping I'm reading everything right. I'm hoping I'm not ordering a Wang computer from 1978 instead of this Asus. I couldn't tell the difference with the numbers at that font. But I type everything in, and then Chris has got to go over to the ski hill, and I don't realize that. And we're going down the road as I'm still typing in madly, and she takes a right-hand turn at the bridge, and I'm like, no!
That's where you lose the signal?
Yes.
So you might say, you know, keeping your signal... you could buy that, buying that laptop, hinges on you keeping your signal up.
That was bad. That was just bad.
I think we lost Michael, too.
Well, he might have left after that joke.
Michael?
Hinges.
Hello?
There you are. It's one of those nights.
Yeah, I see. Even my chat's delayed. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I still don't see my chat. Okay.
No, so, I haven't seen your chat.
I'm typing this. No, I had a chat. It hasn't come up yet. See what the delay is on text. So Chris has to drop this snowboard off at the ski hill. I'm typing as fast as I can, praying that I'm getting it right. And I hit send, and it says, order received. And I think, well, just to be sure, let me hit the link that's on the order. And I hit the link, and it comes up and says, this item's out of stock. And I'm thinking, did I just get the last one? Or right. Did it screw up? And I look at it, and it says, order confirmation. So apparently somebody canceled an order. One more went back into stock after 2 weeks of being out of stock, and then I get a point. And then I get another email going, we're sorry, your card has been declined.
What?
No.
What?
Well, it was a screw up. But now I've got to do customer service and try to correct something on my iPhone. And it's not a 5, it's a 4.
Oh, yeah. With the latest iOS 7. Yeah. Continue. Michael?
Bueller.
Bueller. Bueller.
At least their site allows you to click on the card and say, would you like to correct this? And I'm like, yes, yes, I would. So I get into my account. I see where the issue was.
Bueller? This is going to be a stellar show.
Stellar show.
Maybe I should go back out in the snow with my iPhone.
That seemed to work better. I don't know what's going on. Jeez.
No, this is network somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I am able to see it. Everything does clear, and it ships 3:00. I get a UPS the next morning.
Okay. So
now
it's wow. Good. Hello.
Yes, you're here.
Yeah, it'll be here Monday. But now I did offer to get him a MacBook. He's like, no, Dad, actually, I'd like a PC. Like, what?
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 He bumped his head.
Well, he is using my iPad. I don't understand.
I don't either. I would look at him and say, "You are not my son."
Well, he wants a gaming machine.
I guess so.
He is using my 13-inch MacBook Pro running Mavericks and VMware. He's using it, he's using it to nth degree, but he wanted something. I think he wanted something that wasn't quite so pricey that he could, take with him and take to his friend's house and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he'd be self-conscious taking the MacBook Pro.
That's
but anyhow, it's what he wanted. So, but it was the quest for the PC.
Wow,
Jesus, and that it sounds
which
like
got
it
drawn
was.
Out way too long. Sorry about that.
It's just a challenge. It's a challenge tonight, too. This will be a challenge. A podcast for all our listeners out there. Stick with it. We'll get through the stories. We'll get through the topics.
The yes. One thing he did say that made a whole lot of sense, and I couldn't correct on the particular deal, is that he did not want Windows 8.
Ah, okay.
But this laptop was only available with Windows 8. So I said, well, we'll start out with Windows 8. We'll put the Windows 7 Classic user interface on it, and if that doesn't work, then we'll just go ahead.
He should get a free 8.1 upgrade.
Runs nice.
Well,
I just so happen to have a copy.
It's okay. I got 8.1 on here, and I still have issues.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no issues with my 64-bit Windows 7 on my Dell. None.
Wait a minute. You're talking 7. He's talking 8.
Yeah, I'm talking 8.1.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard on a couple other podcasts that Windows 8 and 8.1 are going to be the Windows millennium of this time period.
Lucky you, and you got a copy.
Yeah, we're running Windows 7 at work, and that runs fine. I had no problems whatsoever with Windows 7.
I agree. I'm running the same. Yeah. No issues.
Yeah, Windows 7 is great. So, okay, so Joel. We both picked one app. I'll let you start off. Talking all about right. Zombie Run, since your lovely bride got us both to purchase it.
Download and buy it, yeah. It is.
And I want that app.
It's a lot of fun. It really, really, really is. It's, originally one of my beautiful brides said, there's this app called, she actually bought an iPhone so she could buy this app.
Really?
Yep. She wanted an iPhone anyway, but when she found out her fellow friends that she runs with in the same running group say, you got to play this game called Zombies Run, and at the time it was only available for the iPhone. She's like, I got to get an iPhone so I can get it. And so she bought her iPhone. We talked about that in the last show. Downloaded the app. And then came to me and said, you got to try this app. I'm like, yeah, okay, one, I don't run. I mean, I go for walks, but I don't run. Mm-hmm. And two, it's, I'm thinking, it's going to be a little corny and, ooh, oogie boogie zombies. I watched, The Walking Dead. I know all about them. I'm prepared.
Who's
Something's
calling?
Ringing.
I know. Somebody.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I only hear it when you talk, Barry.
Well, it's not me.
Oh.
I don't think so. Let me check. I've got 15 computers on. It could be me. Nah.
You just called yourself.
Nah. I'm not sure where it's coming from. Go ahead, yeah.
So jumping back to it, it is a really, really fun game. It's got a great storyline. You basically, in this, to surmise, you can have a either use maps, so map tracking, so it follows you on the maps on the phone, so it knows you're moving, or you can use a pedometer, and it counts like steps. But you gain achievements and tools to build a compound, if you will, and then protect the people in the compound by building it up against zombies attacking it by going on runs. Mm-hmm. And it's a virtual run in the game, but it's an actual run in real life. So it's tracking where you're going, and it says, once you get so far, oh, you've just got a toolbox. Oh, you just got a gun turret. Oh, you just got this.
I got underwear today.
Did you really?
Yes.
Underwear.
And a sports bra.
And a sports bra. I'm sure you'll have plenty of use for that for one of the folks living in your compound.
I guess so.
I don't know. I got all kinds of shit, but it's I'm trying to figure out where the hell you go to find it all.
If you go to the map, mm-hmm. then you can pull down. I forget which one it is because I'm learning this app myself right now. There's a thing and it shows everything that you've got because then they give you chunks of things that you can build up your. Like I had, you know, being a ham like I am, it was cool that I had three communications.
Oh, you got three. I only have one.
And Michael's on twice.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, you're fine. What are you on now, Michael?
I'm on the iPhone now.
I could tell because it was the super sensitive microphone. We can hear you breathing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like, it reminds me of a podcast I once listened to.
Why don't you go walk out in the snow for us?
That's the Jeep door.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that I have now taken Zombie Run, or as I like to call it, Zombie Walk, because... they're zombies. You don't have to run.
Yes, you do. No, there's parts of there where it says pick up your pace, and you have to do it for over a minute.
Yeah, but you know what? They're zombies. They can't keep up with you. You can walk.
But they were track store zombies. Track store, track stop.
Zombie.
I don't know.
Mosey.
So far, no zombie has attacked me or Sam.
You know, you have to turn that on, right? On the game?
Oh, yeah. I had it turned off. I don't want to be chased by zombies.
Well, then that's why you haven't been attacked by him yet.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's my first impressions. Well, the first day I took it out, which was yesterday, Friday, okay, yeah. It was a bit on the chilly side, and I took it out, and I started the game, and I walked about 10 minutes down the road, and all of a sudden, I look at my phone, and it's shutting itself down, even though I had a full... 100% battery, but it was too cold outside for the battery, which the battery then said, oh, I've got zero power here, and so the iPhone shut itself down and remained shut down until I got back into the nice warm house where it suddenly had 100% power in the battery again once it warmed up.
And I think that's a fundamental like design build flaw.
You know.
Seriously? But, mine doesn't do it. Mine's the 4S. It doesn't shut off at all in the cold.
Well, mine, it didn't shut off because of the cold. It shut off because it said the battery was too weak. And mm-hmm. I think the battery was affected by the cold weather. Now, that could be an indication that my battery is going.
Okay. I don't think so.
No?
I'm hearing a lot of people saying their iPhone 5S is shut down in the cold.
Huh. Okay. But, you know, you look at the battery and all of a sudden you go from 100% down to the little red strip. And then the thing shuts off.
The battery that's shutting down, but it's a common complaint I'm hearing, especially up here in the minus 45.
Yeah.
People are going outside and their phone goes, whoo!
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to mine. So today I took it out for another run or walk. They should call it Zombie Walk, seriously. Mm-hmm. And this time, because it was near 50 degrees, so this time it stayed on the entire time. Mm-hmm. I do have some complaints about the game.
Okay, which being?
The first is, I've chosen to listen to the little talks and everything.
Yep.
And then it switches over and plays music out of your iTunes, so that'll it'll play a song. And then it's supposed to come in and somebody will talk to you again after that. Well, what I found was as the song is playing, my my phone would automatically, you know, put the, you know, shut the screen down because, you know, it's trying to save power. And it's still playing and everything, but then the song ends and it doesn't continue with the talk. I have to actually open up my phone and it's there, and then I have to select replay their little audio thing. And then it plays, and then the next song comes on, and meanwhile I have my screen open, and sometimes it works. If the screen is up and displayed, it'll work flawlessly. But if the phone goes into, you know, it shuts down the display and locks the thing up, it won't switch between the music and the next audio. At least that's what I was discovering. The second thing is, and this could be just me, it has a thing up there for miles. Yeah. Walk and everything. And even though it was tracking me on the map, I didn't see the miles being
recorded. Yep, I heard about that too.
And I said, well, that's dumb because I really want to know how many miles I walked, not just how long I was out here. So that was another negative on it. Now they may fix these things. And third thing, overall, it's kind of neat. Maybe I'll turn it on so the zombies chase me, but I'm in no shape to be running. And, you know, as zombies are chasing me and Sammy stops to sniff something, I'm doomed. So that's why I've been walking, just to try to get used to the other game, or to the gameplay without zombies chasing me. Although they kept calling me Runner 5 and telling me to move faster. Yeah.
You're always going to be Runner 5.
Yeah, and run. The only other thing about this game that they got a map, and it's a map of my area. Okay, and this is just a per se of all these type games. I really wish they kind of actually used my area in the scenario somehow. I don't know how they could do that, but you know, I'm walking down Great Road. And they're talking about something totally different. And I guess you're supposed to use your imagination and stuff. But, you know, they're talking about a hospital and I'm looking at woods. You know, and this isn't just this game. It's every game like this. It's like, if you're going to use a map and you're going to show a map, well, then use the map information. You know, that's just me. You know, it's supposed to be an interactive game. I know you can't do too much if you're really playing this game and you really are a runner, the last thing you want to be doing is hitting buttons and everything. So the way it plays is kind of cool, but it made me think it would be really neat to have some kind of game a lot like Ingress, except for like when you're walking or taking a walk where you can push buttons and do stuff, but have it interact with the actual map that you're walking. That would be kind of a cool thing, but for what this is, a running game, you know, it's kind of cool to listen to the storyline, and you know, it plays iTunes in between, and Siri comes in. I guess it was the voice of Siri comes in and tells you all the stuff you're picking up along the road.
Yep. Well, realistically, it's to motivate you to run. It's for the exercise. Bottom line.
Yeah. But again, you know, the logic of me says they're zombies. I can outwalk them. But that's just...
Wow, you must be a load of fun to hang out with. With an imagination like that.
I was never big into Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that because it's like, well, why would you do that? You know?
Speaking of that, that's where my oldest son is tonight.
Really?
Oh, D&D?
Yeah, he's playing D&D in town.
Yeah.
That's why I was able to make the show, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, he decided to postpone his birthday dinner.
Oh, it's his birthday?
Wow.
Well, it was actually yesterday, but...
Oh, cool.
It's everybody's got things going on.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yes.
Yes, please do.
That's kind of neat.
He's 17.
Wow. Getting up there.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it, Joel?
Yeah, it does. Mine's sitting in the other room at 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, she's 17.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I remember changing that person's diapers.
So, yeah, I feel old.
Doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. And then you realize I'm ancient. And time truly does fly.
It does. That it does.
Wow. Wait a minute. Did somebody just join?
Why?
I just heard a boo-doo-doo.
No?
I just heard a join signal.
Really?
Well, that's
yes, I did.
That was in my mind. I don't know. Oh. I'm just kidding. I have no
clue. Is it that blank icon that says NSA?
Oh, there they are. Hey, fellas, how you doing? By the way, we said
Ghost
Super Bowl.
In the machine.
Oh, what?
Well, we're seeing our NSA friends.
Ah, wait a minute.
Super Bowl. Well, you are slow. Damn.
I was on a different desktop. Not that, but yeah, the screensaver kicked off.
15 computers. He says he's just smashing keys on any keyboard.
I've got this vision. I've got this vision of Spock in Star Trek. You know, 14 monitors in front of him.
Yeah. Make a sound, damn it.
And oh, sound? Did you say sound?
I've got four computers and one too many keyboards. Where's the other one go to?
Shh. That's a garage door opening up.
Yes, it is.
How sad is it that I have the sound of your garage door memorized?
Because you've never seen it in person, but you've heard it many times.
I've seen it on in film and on images, and also heard it a bunch of times. You're right. Another question I'm asking is, why the hell are you opening the garage door when it's zero outside?
Seriously, guys, I had to make room in my beer glass.
You had to dump out some of that IPA. Oh, that's a shame. That's
no, he didn't throw it out. He threw it up against the wall of snow that's on the other side when he opens the garage.
It's now frozen.
It's an IPA.
There's going to be some very happy chipmunks up there.
Oh, man.
I love you, Snow. That's what one chipmunk said to the other.
It's the best.
Now, this is good yellow snow.
Exactly. There you go. This beats the heck out of that other stuff you found, Irv.
So
chipmunk said to the other.
So, Michael, while we've got you on the line and we can hear you.
Yes.
Air quality. Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it seems like that the iPhone is working better than the MacBook under these conditions, which is interesting.
Yes, it is.
It's crystal clear.
It might be using a lower bandwidth connection, too. I don't know. Okay. So, on the iPhone, I am on a separate router. I'm not totally convinced that the version of Mavericks that I've got is not totally flawless on Wi-Fi yet.
Okay.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Because you're perfect right now.
Yeah.
Christmas. Remember, I have a non-standard edition there.
Yes.
Of course, I'm running a non-standard edition of iOS, too. But anyhow, so as I mentioned before, it's been cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's been damn cold. And on top of it, we've had some issues with propane regulators and propane supplier, mm-hmm. who I finally did get a hold of this week. And whoever I was calling for the last 6 weeks was giving the service guy the wrong number.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
So he will be out with a new regulator this week as well. But that doesn't help me now that I've blown through half my tank faster than I've ever done in my life.
Right.
But at least it's getting fixed. But while this has all been happening, I'm thinking, you know, and I should know better. I really should. But I wasn't aware that carbon monoxide detectors had such a short life.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them you're supposed to change every 5 years.
Right.
The good Nighthawks, which is what I've got, can have up to a 10-year life.
Okay.
Well, I looked at the one in my house. It's got a nice digital display on it and everything. I looked at the date of manufacture on it. It's 1997.
All righty then.
So now I'm thinking, you know, I've been basing the safety of my house, although I've been concerned about the smell of the propane. I've been basing the safety of the house on my good carbon monoxide detector, which I now no longer trust.
Right.
But fortunately, I happen to be a fireman, so I called up the chief. I said, "Chief, would you mind if I go borrow?" "Oh, no, no, no. We got a couple of them. You know, go grab one. By all means, check your house out." Mm-hmm. So I grabbed the air quality monitor, and I thought, well, you know, before I go out, I'll do calibration test and just, you know, get used to using this thing in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Have I said it's been cold? I've mentioned it's been cold.
Yeah. Very, very.
Yeah. Well, I'm running a heater in my office, and normally it, you know, it just runs a little bit and everything's nice. Well, it's been so darn cold, it's just been running and running and running.
Uh-huh.
I came in here and I hit the calibrate mode.
You're silent.
And
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell me when I clear up. Hello.
You're okay. Clear.
So I hit the calibrate button and I tell it to hit a read. And this thing starts flashing and beeping and giving the passcode Claxton. Like, warning, warning, Will Robinson, danger, danger. And I'm looking at the damn thing. And I'm like, what? And I'm looking at it like, you know, carbon monoxide, zero. Specific oxygen is 18.5%. I should be worrying.
Yeah, it is to say anything under 19% is unsafe. You need SCBA.
I'd be wearing an SCB in here.
Right.
Anything under 19.5, yeah.
Well, you know, isn't... Well,
I've been sitting in my office getting headaches wondering, you know, there's no carbon monoxide detector. It's not going off.
Because there's no air.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, isn't that easy to fix, though? Can't you just, like, crack a window?
Yes.
Hello, Michael?
Well, it's self-defeating.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Okay.
Yep.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
You're there.
Well, okay. At least it's universal. It's not just the MacBook. Yeah. The problem is when you open the window, you're letting in this 20 below air.
Oh, well, that's true.
Which makes the furnace run harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, and, but at least you can breathe while you watch it burn.
I just tried. Yeah. Well, then I opened all the doors and windows and let it, you know, did an air exchange, but then it cooled everything down and then it just ran.
Yeah.
So I have determined that I do really need a real furnace in here besides the vent free. I like the vent free,
yeah.
But I have discovered that below zero, it's useless because it just uses all the oxygen and that's kind of a problem.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're there. We're just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good news is the house was fine. It stinks a little bit, but although it's not burning cleanly in the furnace, it's going right out the chimney like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no air quality problems in the house.
Okay.
But it did explain why I've been getting headaches in the office.
Well, hell yeah. So you're going to go the route of pellet stove or what?
Well, I was thinking a conventional propane furnace in here until we hit $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
So, pellet stoves, the problem with pellet stoves is I still have to haul it up here. There's nobody manufacturing the pellets locally yet. They're talking about it, but they haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Wood is free. I mean, other than the cutting and splitting, stacking, and that's true. Just good work.
You always put that potbelly stove.
We have plenty of wood up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd have to put a different one in here, but wood, you know, wood is free up here. You have to put the labor in, but at $5 a gallon, I think it's worth labor. and I'm serious. I think I already said it this episode, but if it doesn't come down, I'll buy 100 gallons to get me through, and then if it's not coming down, I'll drain the water out of the house, cut a hole in the wall, and put the fireplace would go, the back end of it would go right out on the front porch
mm-hmm.
facing the lake. So it already has some... I don't have to worry about it sticking to the house. I can reset it way back, and there's already something outside to support it.
So you got it kind of mapped out already.
On a weekend. Have that thing in there. Oh, yeah. I see, there's a spot halfway between our living room and our dining room that used to be the patio door. He moved the patio door to give a better view from the living room of the lake. Uh-huh. So there's a section of wall that has no windows in it, and it really was just patched together. So there's no, I know there's no power there. There's no plumbing. I could just open it right up again where the door was, or where the patio door used to be.
Yep.
And I could drop a furnace in there, or I could drop a forced air fireplace in there in a weekend. No problem. So, yes, I've mapped it out. I just have to convince my little brother that this might be a good idea for the winter. I mean, even if she doesn't like it, we could put it in for the winter. I could take it right back out again this summer. Because it's not the most permanent wall in the house, so it's easy to put back the way it was.
Yeah, that would be, yes. Well, you're going to have to do so. You definitely need multiple ways to heat the house. That's for sure, too.
Yeah, and going electric. Well, my biggest concern, I mean, the house is really tight. I could throw maybe two more. I've got one oil-filled radiator-type electric heater in there now.
Yeah.
That we supplement the bedroom with, and it's always been the backup for the house. You just put it in the living or in the main living room area, and it keeps the house about 45 all by itself.
Oh, okay.
But it does not heat the basement.
Yeah,
it's the issue.
Yeah, so you got pipes. That you
count on
about.
That being warm enough. The basement warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Although I suppose I could wrap all the pipes.
It doesn't hurt to do that, but when you get down to below zero all the time, even wrapping the pipes isn't.
I thought for sure that had been already done, wrapped, and you'd actually have heat tape on them.
No, I haven't had to plug them in 10 years, but they do have. They've got heat tape all the way from where the well comes in through the pressure tank and everything. That is all wrapped with heat tape.
Okay, so
I did that in the winter 2002-2003 when it was 30 below here. Without wind chill.
Yeah. Well, that's a smart thing to do. I mean, if you had to, you could turn that on to keep your pipes.
I could plug it in, yes.
Yeah, plug it in. And wouldn't be, it shouldn't be a problem. So that's a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah, but multiple things.
Well, with all this broken audio, I'm sorry. I've got good stories, and it's hard to get them out.
Well, it's not your fault, but we'll move on to my second app of the night of the show. I discovered this
yes.
morning. Actually, I found it. It was actually on the Facebook news thing. You know how they're showing advertising? Well, one of the things they do, and I don't mind this actually, they feature certain apps. For your phone. This one was called Spyglass. And it is a combination. It basically makes use of all of the sensors in your phone and makes this wicked cool GPS/compass/leveler/elevation/camera/ it is a cool app. If you're a hiker, Michael, you should look into this. It's half price. Now it's at half price. It's $3.99, but you're out in the woods. This thing can certainly help you get back home because not only does it have GPS, it's got a very good compass. It'll tell you where the horizon is. Different points so you can, see them. You can take pictures with all the information right on the screen there. So in case you get lost or something or you needed help, you could send that to somebody. It is so far, I haven't had a chance to use it too much other than playing with it in the house here. But it's an excellent, excellent little app here. And it's cool looking, too. That's the neat thing. So check it out.
No, I have to check it out.
Spyglass, half price right now, $3.99. For instance, right now I'm looking, it's giving me my position. I'm also about 25 degrees east of north. And let's see, I'm looking at 0 degree horizon. And let's see, what else do I have here? According to this, I'm 1,182 feet above sea level. It gives me several different types of mapping coordinates. And, oh, you can also zoom in. So you can zoom in, and apparently you can also... Well, it says I'm doing 1 mile per hour. That's interesting. but it also allows you to measure things, because you can point the camera and up and using different mathematical equations and things, it'll actually give you the height of different things and it'll tell you how far something a distance to something in the distance that you can take pictures of. Really cool. I'm enjoying the heck out of it. Just this today, I downloaded it this morning. I've been playing with it today. I don't know how much of a battery drain it is, but when you think it's using pretty much every sensor you've got in the phone simultaneously. There it is.
Severe.
Okay, my phone lasted 10 minutes. No. I don't know. But I like it. It's a pretty cool looking app. And anybody that's out in the woods a lot or hiking or, you know, confine yourself in the wilderness, you know, it's a neat app. Really cool app. I recommend checking it out. So, that's the second app of the day. And now it's time for another version of, or another episode of,
edition
of Bottom Gear.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and I have no clue if I just got kicked out of Google or not.
No, you're okay. It was Michael.
Okay. Okay.
But he's back.
I'm back.
So I was actually just getting ready to break into the little story or a follow-up to last week's show and story about the miss of Wilson. And lo and behold, we found it. After, oh yes, yes, and just somewhat embarrassing to say, but after replacing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 parts on that car, I came full circle right back around again to find out it was the spark plugs.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you replaced those.
I did. I replaced them in June. And I said to myself, I put a new ignition control module, $103, a new EGR valve, $138, three new coils, approximately $105, a new set of wires, $40. And this, the thing is it's really tough to work on the spark plugs on the backside of the motor. And I kept saying, I still got this stupid miss. What the hell's wrong? So I said, screw it. I'm going to try and change the plugs in it just for shits and giggles. I put the new coils on, three new coils, and then took them off, put the old ones back on. Mm-hmm. And it didn't get any better. It didn't change. And when I finally pulled out the front three plugs, which are easy to get to, all three were fouled.
Really?
Wow. And I said, okay, what the hell's going on here? So I bought Autolite Platinums. I put three in the front, and it was too cold at that time for me to actually get to the ones in the back. I hit the key and it got 100% better, closer towards running right with the changing of the first three plugs up front. Changed the last three today. Uh-huh. All three fouled. And but it was with a buddy of mine who's a master mechanic, and he said, you know what? He goes, these 3.1 V6s are known for one big flaw, and that's the intake gasket's leak. And it's leaking antifreeze ever so slowly, weeping antifreeze past the gasket into the cylinders, which are causing the plugs to foul out in about 8,000 miles.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I said, well, so I got to put a whole new intake gasket on. He goes, yep, which requires taking the plenum, the valve covers, the fuel injection, the push rods, because the way that the engine's designed, you have changed, the push rods go through an intake gasket. Uh-huh. Long story short, it's about a $250 job. $250 to $300. So I'm like, you know what? Will it make it to spring? He's like, yep. I said, good. And that's when it's getting done.
He just put another, do it then, put a new, another set of spark
plugs. Set of plugs in it. Yep. In spring when it's all said and done. It's running like a top now.
Yeah.
Mine, you know, but it's, I'm just glad to have found the problem, and it's got a boatload of new electronic parts in it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about those anymore.
No, I do not.
Well, that kind of sucks, and yeah, that would be a job you would not, well, I mean, you would probably have to take it up to the master mechanic and have him do it inside a warm garage.
Exactly. I'd farm it out because, you know, my buddy who had the actual, who's done it before, many cars, I said, he's a professional mechanic. He's like, yeah, he goes, it's a day's work. And he said, it's all labor. It's not parts. Said, right. The gasket gets $50.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's that's what makes it expensive. It's all labor.
But the fact that he's done a bunch of them before, I'm like, you know what? You're going to do it because if I were to tear it apart, I'd need it done in a day and drivable again.
Right.
And if you know what you've done, if you've done it before, you know what you're getting into. If I'm doing it in the driveway, if I had an alternative vehicle to take to work, then I'd do it.
Yeah.
Just to learn. So, but it's like, you know, at least it's nice to know that when I come to a stoplight and I have my foot on the brakes, the car isn't going to stall. And that's what I was living with for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's the worst feeling in the world. Like if I
that really sucks when it happens, yeah.
Yeah, well, if I take my foot off this brake and I go to hit the gas and it goes blah, and it just stops, and you're like, oh, shit.
I really hate that feeling when you come to a stop light and your engine just shuts off.
Oh, shut up, Mr. Prius. And your little batteries go, and you just pull along. I knew you were going there with that, but so I mean that's that. And I looked at a you guys are gonna laugh.
Okay.
I briefly looked at a Jeep.
Okay.
And the reason why I briefly looked at a Jeep is because I remembered something. Now, again, going back a couple shows, I tried jumping in my buddy's Wrangler YJ, and I was able to turn on 5 different accessories simultaneously. With my knees buried into the dashboard. And there's just no room, and I could not drive it. And I thought, wait a minute. I drove a CJ7, and I fit in the CJ7. Why don't I fit in this Wrangler? Why? Because they put a dashboard in the Wranglers, and the CJ7s were just a flat sheet of metal.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I went and looked at a CJ7, and guess what? I fit.
Ah, so the Jeep dream is back on.
Yeah, very well may be.
Is there any hope for me?
Yes, because also on the 7, you can move the seats further back in the tub. The new Wrangler, a lot more difficult. So you could definitely, the world has opened up, but it would have to be the older CJ7s. They're going to need work.
Yeah.
There ain't a one of them out there that's not restored. It ain't going to have a ton of rust.
Yeah. Yeah.
But realistically, if you want to get into the world of Jeep, that could be the way to go. Again, you're going to be tight on shoulder room, though. There's no way around the shoulder room issue.
Well, that's only if you and I drive in the same vehicle.
No, that's if you're driving by yourself. There's no shoulder room on the left shoulder. Your shoulder will be into the glass, into the door.
Okay.
Pressed up against it. But that's only while the doors are on.
There we go.
Doors are off.
Yeah.
That's even a problem for me.
Or just get a what do you call it? Bikini doors or whatever.
Bikini doors. Well, yeah, but the soft doors, exactly. I mean, you could have your shoulder in it and it just kind of bubbles out. It's when it's a solid door when it's a real problem.
What are those bulges on your Jeep? Oh, it's my shoulder.
What are those bulges on the driver's? That's where the rubber stretched permanently from my shoulder being in it.
How come your Jeep looks like a Pacer? Oh, God.
Wow. I looked at one of the newer ones, the four-door.
Yeah.
Four-door Sierras. Wow, they're nice. Doesn't look like it offers much more room in it, though. I didn't get in it. It was just one sitting parked in a parking lot.
Yeah.
But plus, they're crazy expensive. Could never afford one.
Well, I'm big for anybody that doesn't put a frickin' center console flying up to a dashboard in their vehicle. Yeah, that's my pet peeve. So,
Yes, I know you are definitely a big fan of the cockpit seating.
Yes, I love it. Ah, it just makes me feel like, you know, there's a reason why you don't see any 6'8" fighter pilots.
Right, because they can't fit.
Right. So why make a car resemble the inside of a fighter?
Because most people aren't over 6'2".
Yeah, well.
6'3", maybe. But the minute you break, that's like you said, you go in the last week's show, 6'4" and up, from there is where it starts getting goofy.
I declare sizeism.
Yeah, well, sizeism. You can just go ahead. You can go sign up for that. All right. Good luck getting anybody to jump on your bandwagon.
Sizist. Oh, jeez. Okay. I think that's we've run out of topics. And in just in time, we do have a musical guest this week. The musical guest is one that's been here before, Dirk. And their song, Show Me. So, before we go, we always like to say to our military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for serving your country. And especially you guys that are OCONUS. We hope you get back home to your families and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. And stay safe out there.
Yes.
So, with that, we'll call this 127 from the southwest corner of New Hampshire. I am Barry.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
Hey, is this thing on? From the suburbs of Copper Harbor, I'm Michael.
And we'll see you next week for show 128. Until then, here's Dirk. Samson, speak. Good boy.